Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at ILTM North America, really for the first time in 2 years, and it's been an amazing show. And I'm here with Christina Dini, who's the Vice President, Sales and Marketing for Auberge Resorts, and she joined Auberge just towards the end of last year, but she has long experience with luxury like Aman and Belmond and some great properties, and now she's on with yet another great resort, Auberge, and we're going to talk to her about that and what is going on with Auberge on Insider Travel Report. Now, Christina, first of all, it's great to see you. We've interviewed you a few times in the past, and it's great to be here live. We could be on Zoom, but we're not, thank goodness. First of all, congratulations on your new post with Auberge Resorts. It's great.
Thank you so much, James, and it's great to be here with you. It's absolutely fantastic to be at a trade show in person, the first time really in 2 years, pretty much, where we've come together under the wonderful ILTM and Reed Exhibition brand. So it's fantastic to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about when you first joined Auberge. What's the story? What is Auberge Resorts' background?
So Auberge Resorts is the most beautiful, one-of-a-kind collection of properties. We started off in 1985 with our flagship Auberge du Soleil, and then about 8 years ago, the company was purchased by Dan Friedkin and the Friedkin Group mm-hmm. of companies. And at that point, Dan Friedkin brought in Craig Reed, who's our president and CEO, and has the most incredible vision for our company. He was the president of Four Seasons for North America before he joined us and had been with Four Seasons for over 30 years. So he's brought along the way over the last 8 years a phenomenal group of leaders from different brands, a few people from Four Seasons who have expertise across all the disciplines of running, you know, an incredible business. So we're currently at 20 properties.
Yeah, it's really grown. I mean, it's amazing. So you have 20 properties and you got a few more in the pipeline, right?
That's right. So just alone in the next 6 months, we'll be opening six properties. So we start off with Hacienda Alta Gracia, which is...
It's a property I know because it was actually introduced here at ILTM Americas a few years ago, and then it kind of disappeared, and now you got it.
So. Yeah, exactly. So it's had a beautiful restoration and renovation, and we have a fantastic husband and wife team that are heading it up, Mark and Gemma Wright. And the property, you know, sits in the foothills of the Talamanca Mountains, and 50 beautiful casas and casitas over expansive grounds, and we're creating the most incredible well-being destination in the world, actually. That's really how we're positioning the property. So it's going to have a partnership with The Well, and then we have a phenomenal culinary journey awaiting guests with a husband and wife South African chef team who had their own restaurant in South Africa.
That sounds great, and I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so that's the first of the new ones. What are the other ones?
And then we've got Aterio, actually just a little bit down the road from here in Kenai. So just north of Mayakoba, south of Cancun Airport, and that's in a new development. We will have Aterio, which is the first property to open, 70 beautiful, beautiful ocean-facing suites and rooms, and that will sit next to the St. Regis and the Edition. So we're really excited about that. That opens on the 20th of November.
Okay.
And then that follows on closely by our properties in California. So we have Stanley Ranch, which is situated on...
I saw the photos of it. It's an amazing-looking property.
Doesn't it look incredible?
Yeah.
I mean, the vineyards are going to be incredible. It's at the opening just of Napa Valley, and it's just, again, it's a working ranch with thousands of acres. It's going to be absolutely a gem in Napa. And then the Inn at Matty's Tavern, which is in Los Olivos, mm-hmm. which, again, is...
I think you were at a press conference earlier, and you said this is really an emerging destination for wine, right?
That's right, in Santa Ynez Valley. So it's going to be very special. And the drive market from LA, it's kind of a new hip destination, mm-hmm. if you will. And, of course, we're literally a three-minute 10-minute walk from Los Olivos, where there's 40 incredible wine tasting rooms to discover, you know, during your stay. So we're anticipating that. And then next summer, we will open Wildflower Farms, which is in the Hudson Valley.
Oh, so close by me and up New York. Amazing.
So that's coming as well. And so there's a lot going on, and it's a really exciting time to be with the Auberge Resorts Collection. We have a phenomenal team of experts, and, you know, very proud and humble, you know, to be humbled really to be part of this organization.
So, Christina, you have all these, you have six new ones coming in, you have the existing properties. What is an Auberge Resort? What makes for an Auberge?
So the Auberge properties are all very much one of a kind. They're very unique. They're very much part of the destination where they're located. But I think as a brand, more so than any other that I've encountered and I've worked for a number, as you know, we are incredibly experience driven. And really what that means to us is that not only do we talk about the experiences, but we actually have experienced curators at the properties. So
not more than just concierge, right?
Yeah, we have a concierge and an experienced curator. So the experienced curator really gets deep into the local market and gets into, you know, everything that that destination has to offer in terms of local artisans, local, you know, foraging, local activities. And those are the kind of things that we find our guests are really looking for. Okay. It's really a point of differentiation for us, and how we bring those experiences to life through our marketing and so on. And personalization has been, you know, really at the forefront of all of our minds and, you know, how we operate the properties. So, you know, we do love our staff to be themselves, to be individuals, mm-hmm. and to really deliver exceptional service. Of course, we do have, you know, standards across the board, but we do, you know, really invite everybody to really just go beyond and go the extra mile to make everybody stay just an incredible one and great memories for everybody reconnecting, especially I think during the pandemic where people needed to sort of switch on.
Maybe a great brand for post-pandemic, right?
Yeah, yes. During pandemic, because a lot of our properties sit on acres and acres of land, and they're small, so, you know, they're intimate. A lot of them have their own entrances, so cottages, so you didn't have to go through, you know, a lobby or a high rise or lifts. So I think people enjoy that. They felt safe, particularly being, you know, outdoors and in that wonderful, you know, nature, because everybody wanted to reconnect with nature. Sure. You know, they wanted expansive spaces, and we offer that with the properties.
No, yeah. Absolutely. Now, right now, you're mostly in North America area, right, at this point? No resort plans for beyond this right now.
Well, we do have Grace Hotel Santorini, which was just voted by.
Okay, my mistake. Santorini's a little off America's right now.
That's all right. So we have Grace Hotel Santorini, which was voted number one hotel in Europe by Travel and Leisure and number six in the world. So super proud of that. And thank you to all the Travel and Leisure, you know, people or people that voted for that wonderful coveted survey. And then we also have Malihuana, which is in Anguilla, which is another beautiful gem in our portfolio, and then of course Costa Rica, which we mentioned, and then our Mexican properties. So, you know, not only US, but we do have some gems outside, and we just recently announced our Florence property, which will open in 2023.
There you go. That's another European property in 2023, and that's going to be in the center of town.
It's in the center of town, in a beautiful location. It was an old school which is being restored. It's got vineyards. One of our colleagues talks about the fact that the front door is you come from the city through the front door and you come out the back door into the vineyards of Tuscany. So it's absolutely amazing. Colegio alla Quercia in Florence. So we're very excited about that. And we are looking to expand more in Europe, which, you know, again, you know, watch this space as we seek out, you know, one of a kind, beautiful, soulful properties to join the collection.
No, and you have an awful lot of great properties and more to come. Now, what would you tell travel advisors in terms of how to sell the Auberge brand? Because you have so many different properties with so many different experiences. What is your best advice to them on trying to convince their clients to book a stay at an Auberge property?
Well, I think first of all, I'd like to thank our travel advisors, travel partners that have given us such incredible support over the last year. Mm-hmm. It's been quite phenomenal. We do belong to a lot of the consortias. We do, very much support whichever way they would like to book, be it, via the GDS or book, directly with the properties. We have a phenomenal group of sales professionals at mm-hmm. property level. And of course, we have our global sales offices too. So our travel advisors are invited to book whichever way they wish. And we have a very responsive team. Our reservations departments at the properties are 24/7. And of course, they are also experience driven and experience creators themselves when they're putting together reservations. So we encourage them to book, whichever way they would like to book. I think we're very accessible. And we're just very grateful to all of the support that we've had. Our travel advisors are, an intrinsic part of our business.
Absolutely, and that's great to hear. Now, where can travel advisors go to get more information about Auberge Resorts and also connect with you and your team?
So I'm really happy, actually, that you asked that question, James, because we are about to launch our travel agency portal mm-hmm. on our website, which is dedicated to travel professionals. So they'll be able to find all the information there, from fact sheets to image library, and, of course, contact details, how to get there, presentations, and so on. So that'll be on the travel agent professional website, and there'll be a newsletter going out, an announcement about that shortly.
So you can go to the main website and find the portal there. So what is aubergeresorts.com?
Aubergeresorts.com is our website, right. Absolutely. And then to contact, any of our global sales teams, again, they can be contacted through the website or through our newsletters. I mean, a lot of our travel advisors are either part of some of the consortia, and of course, all of that is updated in those consortial portals.
Well, great, Christina. It's been great to see you here at ILTM, and I think we're going to see each other a few more times this year since we're on the circuit again, which is amazing to say. We are on the circuit and going to all the different shows, whether it's ILTMs or Virtuosos. It's great to be back, and it's great to see you once again. And congratulations on this new role at Auberge Resorts. I didn't get a chance when you got it last year to say congratulate you, but it's really sort of hits you right where you live in this type of wonderful properties. These Auberge properties are really the perfect job for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, James. That's really, really lovely of you. And I feel, just so blessed to be in such an incredible company with such compassionate people and tremendous leadership and, just very thoughtful and very collaborative. We have a wonderful spirit in the company where everybody, works together to really deliver, fantastic results for our owners and everything. So it's a really exciting time to be in this company.
And you got some exciting new resorts coming in. And again, congratulations. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.